Well, whether it's good morning or good afternoon or maybe good evening or even for a few of you, good night, as you're in the middle of a slow night on call, welcome to CMDA Matters, the weekly podcast of the Christian Medical and Dental Associations. I'm your host, Dr. Mike Chupp, and today on the program, I have a special guest and well-known CMDA champion, Dr. Walt Larimore. He's been a family physician for 40 years. Walt is the best-selling author of the Bryson City books, as well as dozens of other books and hundreds of articles. He's been called one of America's best-known family physicians and listed in the Best Doctors in America. He writes a bi-monthly health column with the title Ask Dr. Walt for Today's Christian Living magazine, and formerly he hosted the Ask the Family Doctor show on Fox's Health Network. He's been a guest regarding family health topics on a number of national TV and radio shows, including The Today Show, CBS Morning Show, CNN's Anderson Cooper, and several Fox News programs. These days, Dr. Larimore lives in Colorado Springs, Colorado, with his soulmate, Barbara. You know, I first became familiar with Walt through the groundbreaking training course that came out with CMDA in 1995 called The Saline Solution, which Walt and his co-laborer, Reverend Bill Peel, remodeled in 2014 to become Grace Prescriptions. Walt is so much fun to interview, as you will see, and he's been having these kinds of conversations for his entire professional career. Let's listen in. Well, I am thrilled today because I just got back from vacation, and maybe you're wondering, why am I thrilled? Well, because while I was on vacation, I had a copy of Dr. Walt Larimore's newest book, The Natural Medicine Handbook, The Truth About the Most Effective Herbs, Vitamins, and Supplements for Common Conditions. And that was in preparation for today because I don't know how many times, Dr. Larimore, you have been on this program, over many times with Dr. David Stevens and with me. This is maybe two or three times. Thank you for joining us today on CMDA Matters.
Great to be with you, Mike. Thanks for the privilege.
Well, Dr. Larimore has been a family physician for 40 years and has authored many, many books, including Bryson City Books and all kinds of books and books on other books on similar to the topic we're going to be discussing today. Walt, you said one of your first books was on alternative medicines. Is that correct?
Oh, it was actually, Mike, it must have been 20, 25 years ago. CMDA began a publishing venture with Zondervan Publishers and for several years published books. But the first one that came out was Alternative Medicine, the Christian Handbook. And Dr. Dave Stevens was going to do that book with a PhD botanical expert from Ohio State University named Donal Omatuna, an Irishman. Dave just didn't have the time at that point. And so he called and said, would you be willing to work with Donal on this book? And I said, well, I'd love to, because I was doing some public health studies and learning how to do meta-analysis and systematic reviews. And I said, this sounds like it's right up my alley, because I don't know anything about this topic, but I do know how to do reviews. And we started working on that alternative medicine book that subsequently became one of the best sellers that CMDA ever had. I think it was just because those of us in practice had so little exposure to alternative therapies, and to find something that was in essence little meta-analyses that revealed what the truth was, what the good, the bad, and the ugly was something that really resonated with our members at CMDA.
Well, you recruited Donal to come back and write your foreword for this new book. The new book came out in April, is that correct? Or around that time?
Yeah, it's in some ways an update to the one that came out in 2001 and then was updated in 2006. That original book, about a third of it was an overview of alternative medicine and a deep dive into the theology of illness and healing. And I think that third of the book for Christian healthcare professionals is still really valuable to get kind of an orthodox view of the theology of illness and healing. Then about a third of the book was meta-analyses on 36 alternative therapies, everything from acupressure to yoga. And then the last third of the book was 56 or 60 meta-analyses on natural medicines, everything from aloe to zinc. And what this book determined to do was to take those natural medicines and center in on them, what works, what doesn't, and particularly for both consumers and healthcare professionals, what do we need to know? What are the dangers? What are the cautions?
This recent interest in natural medicines and writing this particular book, what caused you to take another deep dive?
Well, I'm laughing because it's really embarrassing. All this started, it was such a negative event in my life that I remember the date. It seared in my memory. It was March 25th, 1995. I was practicing family medicine with John Hartman down in a little town south of Orlando called Kissimmee, Florida. And through a really divine series of circumstances, was selected to become the host of a national cable TV show called Ask the Family Doctor. It started on America's Health Network, and then 2 years later was purchased by Fox and became the Fox Health Network. And gosh, over 5 years, I think I did almost 900 primetime programs of Ask the Family Doctor. And Mike, your predecessors, Dave Stevens, Gene Rudd, many, many CMDA members were on those broadcasts through the years. But my very first night, you know, I went through all this training. I wasn't a TV doctor. I was just a country doctor. But went through all this training about how to do TV and work telestrators and listen to the monitors and on and on. And in comes the first question. It was from a woman from Cincinnati, Ohio. And she said, "Do you know anything about menopause and hot flashes?" And I said, "I take care of it every day. Saw a woman today. My last patient today was a woman with that problem." She said, "Good, then you can tell me how to use black cohosh for it." And I said, I have no idea what black cohosh is, but we were highly trained television professionals. So I said, "Well, I really don't know the answer to that, but if you tune in tomorrow night, I'll come back and revisit that topic. Thanks for calling. We're to the next call." And it was a guy from Arkansas called, and he said, "What do you know about saw palmetto for prostate problems?" And in Florida, we kind of mowed those saw palmettos down. That's all I knew about them. They were trash plants, so I didn't know anything about that. And then the third one was a lady from Pittsburgh, and she said, "What can you tell me about St. John's wort for depression?" And after that third question, I was depressed.
This direction is not where I was expecting to go.
I mean, three strikes, I was out. I didn't have a clue. What I quickly learned, Mike, in those first few weeks in media was that the public has an insatiable interest in natural medicines and alternative medicine. I learned that I knew very little about either. And then I learned I needed a crash course. And so it was really like going back to medical school, taking courses, interviewing and rounding with experts, seeing patients with experts, that allowed me to begin to learn about how to incorporate and evaluate evidence-based information about natural medicines and complementary and alternative medicine.
Well, Walt, let's go to the basics here. How would you define the term natural medicines for us? You've hinted with some of these entities that you've just mentioned.
Well, yeah, good question. So it's just an umbrella term for everything herbal, herbs, all the vitamins, and all the dietary supplements. So it's kind of an umbrella term for those three. A lot of people in the media will use dietary supplements to also include herbals or botanicals or vitamins. I just chose the word natural medicines. I think that's probably what most of the folks who write in this genre refer to.
Now, you teamed up with a couple of partners that are reputable in producing this handbook, and one of them, Natural Medicines, and the other, Consumer Lab. Why did you choose these partners?
Gosh, I've worked with those companies now. They actually began my education early on, and Mike, I actually could not practice medicine without these two companies. Natural Medicines, some of our listeners may recognize the name, the Natural Medicines Comprehensive Database. That's their former name. It's a site that's managed by the same doctors of pharmacology that publish prescriber's letter. It's authoritative, evidence-based, independent, but it provides evidence-based information on natural medicines as well as complementary, alternative, integrative therapies. They've got a fabulous web tool, interactive tool, over 1,250 monographs on a wide variety of substances. Are they safe? Are they effective? What's the dosing? Do they interact with foods, other medications, other herbs, lab tests, conditions? Are they safe for pregnancy? Are they safe for lactation? On and on and on and on. So it's like the PDR, if you would, for natural medicines. And I have yet to have a patient come into my office and say, well, I'm taking this or that substance. What do you know about it? Natural medicines has evaluated 185,000 natural medicines that are commercially available in the U.S. and Canada. And they afforded me with all of their experts and all of their expertise to help me and you assure our listeners that the information that they're getting is evidence-based. But for natural medicines, which can kind of tell me what works and what doesn't work for a particular age or particular gender, or particular indication, then how do you know how to find safe product? And so for that, I turned to consumerlab.com. By the way, Mike, these are both subscription sites. Mm-hmm. I have no financial arrangements with them at all. In fact, I pay for my subscriptions just like everyone else. But Consumer Lab is, in my way of thinking, the leading provider internationally of independent test results that help consumers and healthcare professionals find the best quality health and nutrition products. And they publish their tests. They're accessible to subscribers. They update them annually. And what it helps me do is, like, for example, if I'm going to recommend calcium or vitamin D for someone with osteopenia or osteoporosis, or if I'm going to recommend zinc lozenges or even vitamin C for someone with a URI, this source, Consumer Lab, helps me find out what's the best product at the lowest price that actually contains what it's supposed to and does not contain contaminants. They've been around, I guess, almost 30 years now. Last time I looked, about 6,000 products representing almost 1,000 different brands of every popular supplement for adults, children, and even your pets. So if I want to know what's the best pick for a particular natural medicine, Consumer Lab is my choice.
Yeah, and I was amazed just in going through your book, the differential in costs with the number of milligrams of whatever particular entity it is. And if even if people are refused on the evidence base that a particular product doesn't work at all, at least they would want to save some money, I would think, in what they're pursuing.
You would hope so. I mean, even vitamin C for a 500 milligram tablet, for example, you're talking about almost a 300% difference between co-equal products from the least expensive to the most expensive. And some of our patients want kosher products, and some of our patients are vegan. Some of our patients are dairy-free. And so Consumer Lab lets me know which of those products meet criteria that help my patients the best. Now, Mike, there is a new one. This one's free. It's called Labdoor. That's all one word, labdoor.com. They're sort of doing what Consumer Lab has done. It's started by a bunch of venture capitalists. And right at this point, all of their reviews are free. They not only do natural medicines, they also did a scathing review on chocolates, dark chocolates, which they actually rated most of the dark chocolates as an F, because they're most of the dark chocolates sold in the U.S. Our listeners may not know this, but most of the dark chocolates sold in the U.S. are contaminated with heavy metal cadmium, which can be particularly dangerous for our children. And so I imagine anyone who's listening that likes chocolate or wants to cook with chocolate or likes cocoa would certainly be interested in the chocolate ratings. But that's labdoor.com. More and more products are available there, and I expect them to continue to grow.
And your book covers the same topic about the dark chocolates in one of the chapters.
It's depressing, isn't it? but there are some good ones. There are some that have no cadmium. There are some that are very low in cadmium. But Mike, our listeners can't think of a brand that doesn't have some F-rated chocolates. I mean, all of the high quality and even the everyday chocolate brands, buyer beware. I think if you're going to have chocolate once in a while, that's not a problem. But if you're depending on the flavonoids in chocolate, for say for heart health, for example, if it's something you're taking every day, besides the caloric and the saturated fat issues, you need to be aware of the cadmium issues.
Well, how many of these substances did you cover in the book? And then summarize for our listeners, how many of those work?
You know, before the broadcast, we were talking about how people who are in the industry have really panned this book. They just don't like it at all. Even I was surprised at how negative the information was I found. I evaluated over 1,300 natural medicines and also natural interventions, including nutritional plans, exercise plans, sleep, that sort of thing. And of the 1,300, there were only 11% of them, about 150, that I could recommend in either all cases or most cases of particular indications. There was this kind of middle zone of those that I recommend in a few cases or very unusual cases, and that was about 22% of the products, 269 of them. But of the 1,300 products, 888 of them, 67%, two-thirds of them, I have to recommend against either there's no evidence to support them, or there's evidence that they're ineffective, or there's evidence that they're unsafe.
Even worse.
And yeah, I think as individual consumers, we need to know that, but especially as healthcare professionals who are making recommendations of these products. My work now is interspersed in urgent care, and I hear the urgent care providers constantly making recommendations for natural medicines that they know nothing about. For example, it's not uncommon to hear an urgent care professional counseling a parent to avoid antibiotic-associated diarrhea by using a probiotic, having no idea what they're saying. What I mean by that is, that's like someone comes in with strep throat, Mike, and you go, well, I think you should get an antibiotic. Yeah. And there's hundreds of them. Any particular recommendation? Well, yeah, there's only one that's really proven safe and effective for streptococcal disease, and that's penicillin, with amoxicillin being a secondary choice. And then, of course, products if you have a penicillin allergy. But the same thing's true with probiotics. There are hundreds of different probiotics, and different probiotics that work for different indications. And so I've gone through kind of this educational process with our urgent care professionals saying, hey, if you want to recommend a probiotic to prevent antibiotic-associated diarrhea or to treat infectious diarrhea, I'm on your side, but here's the ones that you need to recommend. And I hope this book will be helpful for all of our members in doing that same thing, make evidence-based recommendations.
And I would guess, would you agree that probably going through most standard medical school training, residency training, this is probably a deficit. It's probably caught, not necessarily officially taught.
That's what, as I travel around the country speaking, I get that feedback from those, both those who are more vintage, like you and I, Mike, and then also those who are just coming out of training. I volunteer as a faculty member at the Ennis Image Family Medicine Residency Training Program in Tulsa, and just this week received a call from one of our former graduates who had been overseas practicing medicine in a mission in Kenya for almost a decade. And he's now returned to the U.S. and is working in a small family medicine practice in Oklahoma, and he gave me a call, and he said, 3 patients today asking me about natural medicines. What do I do?
Buy my book. How about get my book?
I said, let's talk about that, because I mean, the book's helpful, but you need to have these resources so that you can begin to develop both the information that you dispense verbally, but also the handouts that you provide for your patients. Cold season's coming up. What about zinc lozenges? What about vitamin C? How do they work? What works? What doesn't work? What are the side effects? What are the costs? If you know that, you're just going to be much more effective as a healthcare professional.
In your book, you talk about problems with things that are just ubiquitous in every medicine cabinet. So tell our listeners, what is wrong with something as benign even as a daily multivitamin?
Yeah, you would think. Wouldn't you think? I thought, well, what does a multivitamin hurt? Well, the bottom line is there's no evidence that multivitamins help. Essentially anything. If you're looking to reduce your risk of dementia or Alzheimer's disease, no evidence multivitamins help. If you're looking at reducing risk of cardiovascular disease, heart attack, coronary artery disease, CVD, strokes, no evidence that a daily multivitamin will help. If you're looking at reducing inflammatory disorders or osteoarthritis, no evidence that a multivitamin will help. And I'm talking large studies involving hundreds of thousands of people. These are real world studies. And so now every major health organization, the American Heart Association, American Academy of Family Physicians, now says that not only should we not recommend a multivitamin for most of our patients, we should recommend against them because they are potentially harmful, particularly to a number of subgroups. Now, clearly, there are people that should take a multivitamin, a prenatal vitamin. Although, interestingly enough, it's a quick rabbit trail. When Consumer Lab tested the prenatal vitamins that are available over the counter, two-thirds of them failed.
Wow.
So even if for those of us that are involved in maternity care, if we're going to recommend a prenatal vitamin and it's not a prescription prenatal vitamin, we're going to let our patients pick it up over the counter, we need to be aware of what in the world has, you know, passed quality testing. And Consumer Lab does a good job with that, with their recommendations of multivitamins. But certainly folks with seizure disorders need to take multivitamins. People who've had bariatric surgery need certain vitamins. So there's certain subgroups that do need a multivitamin, but we either prescribe it or if we're going to have a patient pick up over the counter, we need to be sure it's been quality tested.
Well, thank you, Dr. Walt, for being a partner and a friend of CMDA for over a quarter of a century. God bless you, Dr. Walt, and we'll look forward to having you back again sometime.
You too, Mike. Thanks.
Well, actually, that sometime is coming quickly because Dr. Larimore shared so many really important things that I found fascinating from his book that we have a part two coming next week on CMDA Matters. And Walt's going to be talking about brain health, caffeine use, obesity and weight loss, and the magic Mediterranean diet. You don't want to miss it, so come back next week. If you'd like more information on alternative medicine, check out the companion book that Dr. Larimore referred to in our interview, titled Alternative Medicine, The Christian Handbook Updated and Expanded, by Donal Omatuna and Dr. Walt Larimore. Dr. Walt talked about him in that interview. In this book, they provide detailed and balanced answers to your most pressing questions about alternative medicine and to other questions maybe you wouldn't have thought to ask. The three main divisions of this book are evaluating alternative medicine, and then alternative therapies and herbal remedies, vitamins, and dietary supplements. You can find it on the bookstore along with the Natural Medicine Handbook at cmda.org/store or just by calling 888-230-2637 today.
Hi. My name is Bert Jones, and I serve as the Director of Leadership and Church Relations here at the CMDA. Did you know CMDA's Center for Well-Being has a team of certified coaches ready to help you navigate your life and career optimally and a popular coaching training program? We want to invite you to explore how coaching can help you optimize your life by connecting with one of our CMDA coaches. If you want to learn the powerful skills of coaching, then register now for CMDA's upcoming 501 Foundations in Christian Coaching course, offered at two different times, starting October 12th for 6 weeks. This highly interactive training will equip you to lead more effectively, assist colleagues with burnout, and improve patient health outcomes while boosting your communication skills and your very own well-being. The course is approved for up to 12 CME credits and is open to all healthcare professionals, spouses, students, and residents. Register now as the course is already starting to fill up. You can find out more information or speak with one of our coaches at cmda.org/coaching or by emailing us at coaching@cmda.org. Thank you, and I hope you'll sign up soon.
You know, having been through that 501 coaching class earlier this year myself, I found the virtual training experience which was one evening each week, most convenient, and meeting fellow CMDA members across the country was a huge encouragement to me. I actually worked through some challenges and personal goals that I came up with my fellow classmates during the training. I highly recommend it, friends of CMDA. There are only 2 weeks left to receive Dr. Patty Giebink's book, Unexpected Choice, An Abortion Doctor's Journey to Pro-Life, for any donation you'll make to CMDA today. We've made it very easy for you. Just click our Book of the Month link in the show notes or go to cmda.org/bookofthemonth, one word. I was with a former OBGYN resident colleague of Patty's last week from Indiana who had not yet heard her testimony. And when I shared with her about what God had done in Patty's life since residency to transform her views on abortion and protecting unborn lives, my friend was astounded. It was a delight to hand her a copy of Dr. Giebink's book as proof that I wasn't just making up my story. I hope that you will get your copy today as well. Don't want to miss our newest installment of our webinar series with Dallas Theological Seminary. We call CMDA and DTS Dialogues, Healthcare and Theology Learning Together. Saturday morning, August 14th, we will discuss the topic of transhumanism. Dr. Fuzz Rana of Reasons to Believe and author of the book Humans 2.0 will be a panelist along with returning host Dr. Daryl Bach, Executive Director of the Center for Cultural Engagement of Dallas Theological Seminary. Other panelists joining Dr. Rana will be Dr. Bill Cheshire of the Mayo Clinic, as well as Dr. Ben Mitchell, a bioethicist. You can find out more information and register for events coming very soon at cmda.org/events, or you can find links in our show notes today. Thank you for listening to CMDA Matters today. Now we want to listen to you. Are there topics you'd like to hear more about? Also, let us know how we're doing. You can submit your comments to CMDA Matters, one word, at cmda.org. Don't forget to like our podcast on iTunes or Google Play or whatever your favorite platform, and subscribe to CMDA Matters so that you don't miss any of our guests each week. Being advocates for your patients and ensuring that they have the most reliable and up-to-date information that's available, well, I have to believe that matters to you greatly as a Christian in healthcare. And it matters to God, whose image is found in each one of your patients and your colleagues and your staff. CMDA is committed to helping you as much as we can to sort out the truth from the half-truths and the many ideologies that are creeping into the healthcare landscape, because I know it matters to you and matters to the leadership of CMDA and CMDA Matters. Next week, we'll get to hear part two from Dr. Walt Larimore about his newest book, The Natural Medicine Handbook, The Truth About the Most Effective Herbs, Vitamins, and Supplements for Common Conditions. Is caffeine really good for you? How much is too much? Drop in next Thursday to find out. Talk to you next week, God willing.
This podcast has been a production of the Christian Medical and Dental Associations. The opinions expressed by guests on this podcast are not necessarily endorsed by the Christian Medical and Dental Associations. CMDA is a nonpartisan organization that does not endorse political parties or candidates for public office. The views expressed on this podcast reflect judgments regarding principles and values held by CMDA and its members and are not intended to imply endorsement of any political party or candidate.